We talk about food. We talk about music with musical dudes. Finger on the pulse, snacky tunes.
And now, back to sing her monster smash hit, I'm Not Gonna Cry. The one and only Miss Sharon Jones and the Dap King.
Alright, welcome to Snacky Tunes. I am one half of your host, Finger on the Pulse, DJ Never Forget. That was just Terry Diabolik dropping an exclusive track live from Dinner with the Band, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Well, since we have them here, do you guys want to say introduce yourselves and tell us what song that is?
My name is Benky Griptite. What is the title of that song? I'm Not Gonna Cry.
That's right.
Yeah. No, there, we
the
have
one
several.
That goes, da, da, da.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, there are several songs in rotation right now that don't quite have titles yet. But that one we've been playing for a while. It's called I'm Not Gonna Cry.
And who's to the right of you? Who's that gentleman with that fine hat?
This is Neil Sugarman.
Sweet.
He's not used to representing
the horn section.
Yeah. Boom. Yeah.
And, thank you there, Binky.
The reason why there's a few songs in rotation without names because you guys are working on the new Sharon Jones record, right?
We are working on it. It's almost done. It's in the mixing stages right now. That's actually why Gabe isn't here at the moment. He was going to come. He wanted to come. He always hates to turn down a radio show, but
hey,
he also hates to leave a record unmixed.
More pizza for you guys.
Yeah, which, $40 Roberta tabs after. Maybe bring him like a slice.
Yeah,
there you go.
$40.
Yeah. Hey, and a shout out. Hey, it's official. Finally official. Roberta's is our sponsor today. It's been a long time coming. They give us pizza every week.
For any of you who listened to last week, actually, we talked about the Brooklyn Grange, the 1 acre farm they're doing, and they have a donation page up. You can go to brooklyngrangefarm.com/donate and donate. I don't know if you guys know, but Roberta's is trying to become a totally sustainable local restaurant.
Oh yeah, they're going to grow their own stuff and cook it.
Yeah, so right now they're raising funds to create their own 1 acre farm in Brooklyn.
That's crazy.
All right, I support that.
So they have a, I know, if you can, I mean, you can kind of see through the window, but there is a
rooftop garden.
I knew about that.
Yeah. So but now they're trying to make it. They're also working with like a couple schools to design some rooftop gardens for schools to do education programs.
That's awesome.
So we're really cool. Brandon Hoy was on last week and talked about it, which you can check out on our podcast.
They got pigs up there. They got a sausage factory and everything.
No, but they are getting chickens. They want, I think, 50 chickens sometime in the future.
Yeah.
I got a cat in here, so I guess we can get a chicken.
Yeah, I won't eat cats, but you know what? Rabbits are awesome.
Yeah. So that track is actually from Dinner at the Band, which is the cooking show that we've been promoting, talking about, living for the last few years. And through the window right now, I see Mr. Sam Mason
on time as usual,
mm-hmm. coming in to hop in and join with us, talk about the show. You know, the reason why we have these gentlemen here, and the reason why we're listening to Sharon Jones, because you guys are our premiere episode. You guys are leading off tomorrow night.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. Debut.
The best for first.
Sam Mason. The best for first. Sam Mason.
Sam Mason.
This is where I would have sound effects and I'd blow it. Per usual. So we're going to do some mic shifting. Yeah, so we'll do that.
We'll push this
Sam.
Way.
Sam.
How are you guys?
Welcome, Chef and Star.
I don't get fancy headphones. I don't need headphones.
I take it the DJ gig at the Woods went a little late last night.
Yeah, my car hit a water buffalo. It was a long
run. Uh-huh. But yeah, so Sam, just catch you. We're just talking about the show debuting tomorrow. Did you know it's tomorrow?
I did know that.
Yeah.
I don't have cable, but I heard about it.
You can come on over. We'll all hover around the TV together.
Wait, it's my apartment.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Wink.
You can't see us winking on air. But anyway, so Dinner with the Band, for those who don't know, is a cooking show that we do with Sam, where he has bands over to a loft and cook food, and they play music, and we make dishes inspired by real life events. And for Sharon Jones, we did Sharon Steaks and the Dap Rings based on Sharon mm-hmm. cooking you guys steaks up on her hot plate on tour.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's a favorite.
I mean, I gotta say personally, thanks for doing the show.
Oh, no problem, man. Thanks for having us.
Which is weird. I mean, we've essentially been promoting and trying to book this show in a vacuum, and people are like, you know, what does it look like? And we have some really old episodes, but that doesn't really do justice to what tomorrow will look like. So I am personally, from the music booking side, I'm really thankful of bands who just kind of took a chance. You know, it could be like Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings and five other bands that you've never heard of and like like being carrying the weight. So
Joe Walsh's and the Barroom Brawlers.
Yeah. So
every Tuesday night on Lower East Side.
To you guys and to Alex, you know, for really just kind of taking a chance.
Well, no problem, man. Like, I mean, thanks for calling us.
Free food.
Yeah, I mean, that's one
good starting point.
We just in case anybody's out there is wondering how to get the Dap Kings to show up to your event, there's a couple of different ways. One way is a really large check with a 50% deposit. But the other way is to promise us dinner and drinks.
Which you did, which I feel is how we.
You're gonna get a lot of emails tomorrow.
Yeah, we're still waiting for the large check, but you know the dinner and drinks part. You got.
Oh, I had the check on the counter and I left.
Yeah,
it.
You know what? Check. We may have thrown it out with the scraps from the steak fat, but I'm serious though. I mean, that's how we essentially booked. In my initial email outreach, I was like, "Look, I know it's early, but the band will be fed by one of the best chefs. You know, a personal meal by one of the best chefs, and usually that like 95% of the time, that usually." You know,
yeah, and guess what? And you don't
and
have
you
to do the dishes.
To be on TV.
No dishes either.
Yeah. No dishes. So now, but so Sam.
Yes.
Saw a nice little piece on you in the Times this weekend.
I saw a nice little piece on you.
Oh, hey! Big shout out to
Sarah Lieberman.
Sarah Lieberman from the Post and from the Times. The name is slipping, but thank you so much from the New York Times. Thank
Joshua.
You guys, Joshua. Joshua, yes, Joshua and Sarah. Thank you so much.
That was just a guess.
I think it was a
guess? Well, I mean, I have it right here.
Oh, I mean, but you know, the odds are pretty good.
The odds are pretty good, Sam.
No, it's Joshua. He's a very nice guy.
By the way, I like how they describe your mustache as pirate-like.
I don't even know what that means.
They said, Sam, what did they say? Like wearing a blue sweater? A tight blue sweater and a pirate mustache. Like, of all the attributes.
I forget what bar we were in then.
I mean, I think in both the articles, the word tight to describe clothing was the only adjective used in both jeans and sweater variety.
No,
for us as well.
What's that?
For us as well. They're like, the guys like, and they're identical glasses and they're tight jeans. I just like everybody to know where everything is. Like, people know where my wallet is.
All right. Enough. We get where you're going.
I didn't know that was your wallet.
Yeah. But so, Sam, you know, we've known each other now for a few years. 4 years?
More.
No, really?
Painful, yes.
Yeah. God. Yeah. When I was hounding you, when I call you at WD-50, and be like, you don't know me. But so you excited?
I'm very excited.
You're excited? Yeah. And,
I'm nervous.
What are you nervous about? You look good.
I don't like seeing myself on TV.
Well, that's an issue. That's an issue.
Yeah. Your own voice.
Oh, it sounds
Sam,
so creepy.
If you don't like seeing yourself on TV, then we have a few problems. Because it looks like we might be doing this for a little bit.
All right. Well, I'll learn to deal with it.
And for you guys, I mean, for DapKings, I've seen a bunch of online stuff. But, I mean, you guys were on Letterman.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But have you had, like, and I know you're on a bunch of French television shows and that crazy future. If you get a chance, like, how would they even you showed it to me, Neil. It was
there's this new thing called YouTube. It's really kind of awesome.
Actually. No, but I meant how would you search it? Because it's like future DapKing performance, like with all that weird backdrop stuff. Do you remember when you showed it to me?
Yeah, the Canal Plus.
Oh, Canal Plus?
Yeah.
The French thing? That was from like a couple of years ago.
But, I mean, what other TV stuff have
Jimmy
you guys done?
Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, you got to lean in a little bit.
What's that? Jimmy Fallon. We did his exciting new show.
Yeah, no, it was great. We did all the major late night shows. We've done Jimmy Fallon, David Letterman, Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
That was with Amy Winehouse. So.
Oh, right. Okay. Okay. So that's only
still counts.
It's still the DapKings.
So. Yeah. So I mean, we've done a lot of performance on television. Not very much where people, you know, interview us and sit down and actually interact with us. That doesn't happen very
much. I'm excited.
Much.
Hopefully
we get fed off screen.
Yeah, we get fed
the green room.
Yeah, there's been
the green room.
A lot of Doritos. Gone past.
Whoa, good. Are they real Doritos or are those Nachitos? Those things.
So I think Terry's going to play another song and then we're going to come back and talk more about the new record with you guys and just talk about, you know, Sam.
Let's talk about
And that beard that you're growing, that rally beard.
This is my off season.
The pirate mustache
it's
is
tickling
going...
me, and I'm like, I'm 12 feet.
You have a pirate mustache with the beard.
And then, you're listening to Snacky Tunes. Take it away. All right, welcome back to Snacky Tunes. Terry D on. Thank you, Terry. Terry D running to go get. Who was that? Marvin Gaye. How can I forget this old 7-inch? I've never heard the song anywhere else. It was actually in Dad's collection when he gave it to me.
Oh,
nice.
Oh,
sweet. Quick shout out to Nikki Digital. He's got. There's these. You know these. Actually, you know these guys. You know Andrew.
Yeah.
They used to DJ at Taylor at your restaurant.
They still do.
They still do. Yep. Thursdays. They have a new pre-party mix jam out. So if you go to NikkiDigital.com.
Is it a pre-party mix jam?
I think it's like when you're like, if you have
getting
an hour
party,
before
like
you go out.
Just getting psyched to get dressed.
pour your, you know, trying to pick out your identical matching outfits.
Oh, the closet jams.
The closet jams. So that's what you put on. So go to NikkiDigital.com, who's one of our favorite people.
He's fantastic.
Take a listen. When you get ready to go out, actually, do you guys have any songs you listen to before you play a show? Or when you're getting ready to go to a show.
What is the room?
Well, for us, it's when we're in the van or whatever, driving on the way to the next city. There's a lot of old favorites that we've kind of figured out through the years. I mean, because everybody's got different tastes within the band, but you know, we have to kind of keep it down the center for listening in the van. So there's a lot of old Isley Brothers. That's a favorite. The Invaders. Pretty much anything that's old and good. You know,
we'll write that one down.
The Invaders. You got.
I'm a big fan of the Invaders.
Really?
We're good. Okay, we're good. You know what? Actually, I wanted to say to you guys, I was so, I'll be honest, I was a little nervous meeting you guys when you came to the thing. And I always wanted, my favorite thing that I've ever seen you play is A Change Gonna Come. When we saw you guys do, I mean, I've seen you, there's Confused, but when you played at Balthazar when we first met.
Oh, you were at that party?
That's where we interviewed you the first time.
Really? Okay. Oh, that's right. No. You think I remember gig for gig?
No.
I have miscellaneous memories that are all just kind of scattered in my head.
I will say this. They were like, you guys, all right, you guys aren't supposed to be here because, you know, it's like all celebrity people. But you guys can stay, just being conspicuous, hang in the back. So
one of us was inconspicuous.
However, Sharon happened to lock eyes with me during 100 Days and 100 Nights and pull me up on stage and make me blush like I've never even seen a woman before, and then I tried to leave, and she called me back, drank my whiskey, and then kicked me off stage.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
She eyeballed your whiskey. Then.
Yeah, that's pretty much where it was. But are there other covers that you guys, other standards that you standards? Can I say standards?
Covers. It's all good. Let's see. The other big one was This Land Is Your Land. We have a version of that.
Darkest of the Night.
Yeah, yeah. And
where you guys took like A-list stars and you also made them look like children. That was kind of funny.
Oh, from that?
Because they sang it, and I think that you guys got on stage and you guys...
That was totally impromptu, actually, from that live that performance at Radio City Music Hall, which is also on YouTube. Check it out.
YouTube, you say?
Yeah, YouTube. It's pretty cool.
I gotta write this down, too. YouTube.
Janet Jackson. The Janet Jackson song, that was from, we wrote that one for her, actually, but we never perform that one anymore, but we do What Have You Done For Me Lately.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we did that on our first record. That was Gabe's sister's idea. It's like, why don't you just take this song and rearrange it and make it sound old? And he did it. It's a good version. What else do we play? We got a Bobby Bland tune that we do in our live set.
I think it goes in and out.
Yeah, yeah. Songs. Yeah, in the beginning, we played a lot of covers. I mean, it's kind of one of... standard for any band that's starting out.
Right.
But.
Right. Well, I mean, you, and just to say that you, we're
going
to
do... Now we just don't have time to rehearse, so we're stuck with what we have.
Yeah.
We're going to do a party together.
We are going to do a party together.
Mellomatics?
The Mellomatics are going to be playing at Soul Bowl on December 16th.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a lot of covers, a lot of old, good, favorite songs.
Which is great. As you know, we did Soul Bowl before with the Trouble and Bass guys, but we were like, you know, playing soul records is fine, but it's not... We talked to Bingy about it. It's like, hey, let's get like an in-house band.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be two sets, like kind of like bands gonna play at 9 and 11 or 9:30, 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
Be sitting throughout. It's free.
Mm-hmm.
And who? It's like Antibolus is in it.
I've got members. It's a small band, smaller band than the Dap Kings, just a 5-piece band. But my friend Marcus Ferrar is playing drums. He's also in Antibolus. My friend Mark Haynes is playing bass. Myself is playing guitar and singing. We've got Mr. J.B. Flatt is going to be playing organ and electric piano. He's with a group called the Sweet Divines. And the lovely and talented Miss Mia Pace, who also sings with the Reverend Vince and his love choir.
Now, are you going to be singing at all?
Oh, yeah, I'll be singing. Well, crooning? I mean, you could call it that.
Crooning.
Crooning.
I'll be vocalizing.
Putting words and melody together.
Words for sure, and some rhythm. Melody kind of comes and goes.
It comes and goes.
Yeah, but
dance,
you know,
moves.
There will be a few dance moves.
I am so excited about
not from me though.
Oh man,
no, I hire other people to do that for
me. Even with a little whiskey, maybe a little few dance grooves.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
And what's the date on that?
That's December 16th.
It's a Wednesday. So I know you don't have any plan, and it's in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I have to say that I'm actually missing a Dap Kings gig to do this.
Wait,
which I appreciate your commitment.
Yeah, yeah. Because
Neil is silent over there.
Because we booked this party before the Dap Kings got hired to do another party, so you know I gotta honor my promises.
Well, which is I feel when I saw the Dap Kings got booked for bigger, I was like, all right, I'm about to send an email date change. It took us a while to lock down the date.
Busy
groups.
Well, you know, I got a lot of plates spinning. You know what can I say? Gotcha. Trying to pay that high Bed-Stuy rent.
Oh yeah,
massive best. So anyway, if you're just tuning in, we have the Dap Kings in here and Chef Sam Mason, all of which will be on the IFC debut of Dinner with the Band, which is Terry and mine show tomorrow night. I'm actually don't know what to say about it, because it's just like, what else can be said other than let's just get to 11 o'clock tomorrow night and just get it out
there.
See
if it really comes on.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because I've had that thought. I know you joke about that, but it's like I seriously,
April Fool's
until it airs tomorrow.
Until it airs tomorrow.
I mean, I know we DVR'd it. I know there's like, you know, the murals and all the things. Seriously, though, it's like, I mean, it's like, what was it like when like your first record came out or when your first restaurant opened?
And, you know, it's like hearing a song on the radio. It's just
There it is.
Yeah, like, wow, that's really...
You know, it's amazing. It's like, we have this conversation a lot, just preparing for the record and the process leading up to the record, and then it's street date, and it's done.
And you're like, and, yeah. Now what?
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. I mean, it's almost... It's I'm excited for tomorrow, but also for us, we have 6 release dates.
Yeah.
Which is different. And also, let's not forget that this is just, like, the... Sneak peek teaser season. Like, we got picked up for another 10 episodes.
Can you see that awesome. There?
It's in the press release.
Oh, that's right.
And that's all on the basis of our first episode because it was so good.
IFC has seen nothing but a still from your episode. And they said, if this is what we're working with, give these guys the keys.
That's awesome.
We're really excited. I mean, it's just like, like I said, I mean, I have this vision of wherever IFC broadcasts from blowing up tomorrow at 10:59. Everything like, you guys are just total failures, but
that's how I am, though. I never really count my chickens until at this point in my life.
I mean, we are still really new to this, but I've also begun to adapt that attitude. Like, you know, we had these pieces that came out this weekend on us, and people are like, why didn't you say anything? Because I've had promises, like the sky promised, and it's like, but I almost feel like you do the press and everything, and then you really talk about it once you can show people.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like there's...
You need reference points.
Exactly.
Yeah. Then there's, on the other side, it's that weird thing where you tell people your great ideas and they tell you how great the idea is and it's as good as you've done it. You know, it's like the pat on the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when
it
comes out, they're like, we already talked about this. But no, this is actually the realization. It's like, what do you want from me?
It's coming to fruition.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So what about this? Why don't we get you guys on the decks for a little bit?
Yeah, we have you guys set up.
We have you set up on the ones and the twos.
Oh, you're going to spend some stuff from the release that's out tomorrow, right?
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow, speaking of which, is a record that we have. Daptone Gold is kind of a greatest hits from the label. Double record set, gold cover. That was, it took a while to put that together, but we're real excited about that. So go down, march down to your local record store.
March.
And,
Pick
that up.
Yeah, I mean, we'll dig deeper into it, but I feel, listen first. Which one of you wants to spin first? Neil? Thank you.
Go for it, Neil.
Oh, there's a track on there called Giving Up, Sharon Jones track. It's pretty nice. Like an exclusive track for that record.
Yeah, that's actually a cover. That's an old song. Cover. It's been done by Gladys Knight. It's been done by Donny Hathaway. And now it's been done by us.
No, it's been done by you.
Fancy.
I know.
Look at this.
I know you can't.
It's a pretty hot cover.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
It's a pretty hot cover. There's a lot of love and care went into that record.
Yeah. Wow, that's awesome.
That is gorgeous.
Not only over the years, because it's it spans the whole history so far of Daptone Records, which is what, like 10, 12 months or something.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's actually going to be getting 15. On the 10-year, man.
Yeah, it's getting close to like 10 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we got a little bit of some of everybody: Dap Kings, Lee Field, Sugarman 3,
Binky Grip Tight,
the Budos. Oh yeah,
that's cool. Oh yeah, he's on there. That's weird. On,
yeah. By all means, you should buy that record.
Terry, how are we looking over there? You getting there? Oh, by the way, big shout out to our good friend Mary Gone because she hung out weekend.
Oh,
Philly girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good just want to say that. All right,
Budos,
all right, ready. So we're gonna play some tunes and we'll come back. Listening to Snacky Tunes. Big shout out to Roberta's, our sponsor today. Big shout out to Jack Inslee and Rec Tech, and Francesca, who is in the studio today as well. Take it away.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Hard to do when you stand. Just can't parade.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Snacky Tunes. I'm Terry Diabolik, one half finger on pulse. That was just a fantastic set from some of the Dap Kings, hanging out with us and Sam Mason in the studio, celebrating the premiere of Dinner with the Band tomorrow night, 11 p.m. on IFC. Very excited. Why don't you tell us some of those tracks that you just dropped for us?
Go ahead, Neil Sugarman.
We heard the Sharon Jones "Given Up." That's one of the exclusive tracks on the Daptone Gold release. And then I played the Steelers, "Get It From the Bottom." And then after that, another track from Daptone Gold. This young gentleman sitting to my left, Binky Grip Tight.
That would be me.
Boom. Yeah. Boom.
Lover Like Me. Lover Like Him.
Boom.
And then another Marvin Gaye song.
Marvin Gaye. You know, for when it's overcast like this, I need a gay in a bad way. You know? Pause. Pause. Shout out to Elena. Pause.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're actually just admiring the Daptone Gold, and we're saying, you know, holiday season right around the corner. It's actually a beautiful, cool
gold and lacquer. Gold.
Is that lacquer?
It's lacquer.
Literally gold.
It is literally actually gold.
Yeah. No, so it's about $400 just for the gold leaf. But DaptoneRecords.com.
Yeah, yeah.
Order your copies. Out tomorrow, right?
It's out tomorrow.
It's a little crazy. I mean, I know it was at the fates lining up of, you know, this coming out and the show coming out tomorrow.
Yes.
Let
it was kismet.
Yeah. So you know, the show premieres tomorrow, and you know, one of the things that we get asked about all the time is the food on the show. And Sam, I'd love to talk to you a little bit about the process of how we get the food on the show and your sort of spin on this new type of cooking show. you know, the food that we cook.
Yes.
So you know, what is how do you feel about the food we've done this show? How do you feel about your food that's being presented?
Well, the thing about the food on the show is it's not really food that you focus on. It's food actually for the band, you know, to pull them out of their comfort zone and kind of get the bands talking. And it's not like rocket science. It's not anything too over there. I wanted it to be food that people at home would be like, wow, I think I could actually pull that off.
Yeah, it's not like the... I mean,
if I can pull it off.
I mean, what you did at like Taylor and WD-50, I was like, that's beautiful, but I don't even... know how to even get started.
So get your gelatins and your, you know, cryo bag.
That gets to be a little more scientific.
But there's a beauty in both ends of the spectrum of doing, like, because, you know, you also do different flavor combinations. Like when we did the black olive cobbler, when you did the coffee rings, which is not go-to flavors when I think of either one of those dishes.
Right. Yeah, well, that's the thing. I wanted it to be food that would be approachable, but... put a little twist on it that seems a little
Mason
innovative.
Twist.
Yeah, a little innovative.
A little Mason move. I mean,
nothing. Yeah. Nothing crazy. Once again, it's supposed to be conversation.
Yeah.
You know, an intimate scenario and music.
Dinner with the Band. Think piece.
I would never say that. I would never say that. Especially when we have bands on there that are up. I mean, when's the last time you got up at like for an 8:30 gig?
More times than I care to remember.
Oh, really? That usually has TV involved.
Yeah. It's like TV or some other, you know, but you know, it's all good in the end. It's you know, cause we'll complain about it every time, but then by the time it's done, like, oh yeah, that was good. We're glad we did that. And
you know, it was funny, and it's going to change, for the next season. Cause we're actually going to put in a cooling system, but the benefit of being the first band in the morning was that it wasn't 100 degrees in the studio.
Oh yeah.
Especially with all you guys, like that would you would have been miserable.
By the time we got to the Kid Sister episode on that Friday, it was just like, I mean, because the day's already long enough as is, and then so you want to try and cut out time and heat just to kind of save your body. But by the time we got to episode 6, we were just like loopy. I didn't left. I just crashed the production. I came in Tuesday morning to do production, and I left Friday night. Like I didn't leave.
Really?
Yeah.
But wait, what are you talking about? All the shows happen like. Live for real in Sam's apartment, right?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about. It's cut live to tape, so
we film tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah, at the studio live.
Load in at 8 p.m. Yeah, and we're just gonna do live cuts.
Do it.
But I'm excited. You know, I was saying this to you, and for me personally, is coming from, you know, I did college radio, so I do it. And for me, it's a really good showcase for music. You know, we talked about other musical things. Or the food is amazing, but. Like on the website, if you go to the IFC Dinner with the Band website, it actually has links to all different bands from the Daptone family, mm-hmm. and all the background music from the episode. thank you guys for giving it, you know, giving it to us. It's like a 24-minute kind of just promo of who you guys are about and everything. And promo is one way to say, but I think it's a showcase of like the whole Daptone family. For me, as a music fan and always wanting to try and get more people exposed to more music, that's kind of one of the really big benefits. We could have done a $500 fee to get, you know, just generic background music.
What world are you living in?
$2,000.
Some of those generic, like a killer tracks, but we got real music. And what we were saying during the set is that, you know, with venues like Saturday Night Live or your late night things, the bands really don't get featured. They come on for a song, they hold up the album. Like, if you guys were to go on Letterman tomorrow night, you'd be like, I have the Dap Kings, here's the record, that's it.
Yeah. And, you know, and all the whole scope of all of those shows have changed really drastically since they first started, particularly like Saturday Night Live. It used to be really kind of underground and under the radar, and you'd see people that you never heard of on Saturday Night Live. Now it's like you have to be a big star already to get on there. And it's only a little bit different for the major talk shows, although they have featured us. But, you know, so it's nice that you guys are doing a thing that showcases smaller
bands. We try to pull, and you'll see as we move forward, we kind of want to do, the ideal is a mix between big stars that we really like. Like, I mean, my ideal, and I know he'll never do it, is David Byrne. That's my ideal.
That's a negative outlook, my friend.
Well, I mean, they've...
Yeah, make him some tofu or some tempeh. He's probably, probably like a tempeh.
Yeah.
He'd come out for that.
I'm hoping, hopefully, once he said... But, like, I'm saying David Byrne and then all the other end of the spectrum, some new Brooklyn band that you probably hear about, and try and put them on the same level. It's like, yes, you've obviously heard of this, but this band is, we feel, just as good.
Well, as the season's after your fifth or sixth season, when you can say you broke these bands, you were the first ones to have that particular band.
Matt and Kim, Tokyo Police Club. I mean, it's going to be Men's first TV performance. It's going to be Yacht's first TV performance.
Jimmy Fallon scooped us on Kid Sister and Flossy Thomas by about a month.
Only because we have to actually edit this and put it on a release schedule. Yeah.
But it feels good. I mean, it's being part of a community. I mean, I don't know. Like, it puts us in the same room as people that we really respect, like the three of you guys, which is sort of, I feel, in New York, is you got to bring something to the table if you want to hang out. You just can't. I mean, there's some kids who are lucky enough to just hang out, but then their youth gets like washed up after they're 22.
Right.
So, and I'm not a pretty young thing anymore. I don't even know if I was.
I don't think you. I was.
You were?
I was.
Yeah.
Why do you have the beard hiding?
One of us got the looks.
Hiding all that.
One of us got the looks.
This is starting to creep me out.
Is it really creeping you out? So let's get you guys having another. You want to do another setup there? You guys have so much good music. I kind of just want to play it.
Let's play some more stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that thing can just play end to end. That thing just.
This is
until it goes click.
24 hits in a row.
Nothing but hits.
24 karat gold. Is that it?
Let's see.
Hit that introduction, man.
You want to go? We'll do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I have time to plug Roberta's.
Let me shout out.
Yeah.
I'll set this up real quick.
Big shout out to Roberta's.
Is anybody in Roberta's listening right now? Do you think?
I'm sure Brandon is out there and a couple guys.
Because I don't understand why there's not table service back here.
I wouldn't want to sit outside in that.
I mean here, where we are.
Oh, okay.
Directly.
Directly out here.
I'm trying to order something
right now. Brooklyn, once again, Brooklyn, you know, we could probably order you some food so it's ready at 3.
Yeah, baby.
Brooklyn Grange, it's their 1-acre farm. Go to brooklyngrangefarm.com to check it out. Donate if you can. I wonder if, you know, it's a good cause.
Yeah.
They raise bees as well. And I've had the honey. Good. We used our honey in the show, actually.
We did.
Oh, the other thing about the show, which we should talk about as well, is the local butchers and sustainable people that we used.
Yeah.
Josh from Fleischer is going to be on the show next week.
Oh, on this show?
Yeah, on the show. I
thought you meant live on Dinner with Van.
Yeah, but we'll come back and we'll talk about it. All right, Terry, drop a beat.
Take us out, Terry.
Greetings, soul fans. This is Binky Griptite. Allow me to welcome you to Daptone Gold. Four solid sides of soul. Classics, new and old, from the whole Daptone family. That's right, we got sounds that'll make you get down. Herein is contained many exclusive and prominently unavailable jams. So stay tuned and revel in the enticement of Daptone Gold! Gold.
It's me, baby.
What?
Yeah, it's me. It's me. Open the door.
I thought you left, Lee. What you doing back here?
Listen, baby, they have stole my car.
What do you mean they stole your car?
I had it parked around the corner and somebody stole my car. Open the door up. Open the door, baby.
Now, look, Lee, I'm tired of your lies. Now, we done been through this before and we ain't going through this here again. You hear me?
Listen, it's different this time. Listen, just open up the door. Open up the door. Let me explain to you.
What you got to say for yourself now?
Check this out, girl. I just came by to get my things. I was out of know some joker was stealing my ride. Now it's past midnight and the bus is not running no more. Would it be asking too much for me to come inside?
Now, Lee, I told you I don't want you around here no more. We both said it was better for a while if we didn't meet here.
Now, I understand, baby, but they stole my automobile. After all we've been through together, you can't just leave me out here in the street.
Ain't no other way.
Just can't hide it, cause I'm still inside it. What you do to me? Now I'm standing in your love.
I keep trying to move on, but that old feeling ain't gone, and I'm in misery. Don't take me wrong. Make me change my mind. I send you right back out this door. Yeah. Well, use my phone to call your brother. And if you can't get a ride, I guess I'll make you a bed over here and you can sleep on the floor. Oh, yeah.
I don't mean to take advantage, but my brother is fast asleep. In a bed, I get mighty sore. Oh,
now. Well, I guess there ain't no reason to be uncomfortable. And if it's just for one night, we might as well do like we've done before.
Is this romance or circumstance? Now I'm stranded in your love.
Just can't get by what you do to me.
Now I'm stranded in your love.
People don't tend to go from lover to friend. It ain't meant to be.
Come here, girl. Try no tricky moves.
You know, Lee, you've always been a fan. I knew once I let you in, though you was gonna wiggle your way back in.
This feel good, girl. Been a long time since I had your arm like this.
So sweet.
Now I'm stranded in your love.
There ain't no love like this precious love I can only get from you. Only you.
Now I'm stranded in your love.
I keep trying to move on, but that old feeling ain't gone, and I'm in misery.
Now I'm stranded in your love.
I'd like to tell you.
You are listening to Snacky Tunes. I am one half of your host, Finger on the Pulse, DJ Never Forget. Terry Diabolic grabbing a seat. Neil, you want to tell us what you... Neil from the... we have the Dap Kings and Sam Mason in studio today.
Chef slash DJ Sam Mason. What's your DJ name, Sam?
I don't have one. I have no DJ name.
DJ Cookie
I'm
Cutter?
I'm without DJ name.
Sans
DJ Catfish.
Name.
DJ Catfish. DJ Po' Boy?
I have the perfect DJ name for a chef.
What is it?
DJ Saucier.
Now I can't even use it though. It's on.
So Neil, what was that you just played?
Okay, well, we started with the introduction from the Daptone Gold featuring our man Pinky Griptite one more time.
Give it up.
Yes. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
And from there, we went to another Sharon Jones track from Daptone Gold, Stranded in Your Love.
It's out tomorrow. Please make sure you pick it up for all of your holiday friends.
Yes. You have such a good DaptoneRecords.com.
I just have that in my pocket. I can pull it out at any time.
Yeah, that was Sharon Jones featuring Lee Fields on that track. And then I played one of my favorite, Lloyd Williams' Be My Tonight and Pajama, not Pajama. Ooh, baby.
Awesome. We're going to close the show with what?
Oh, we're going to play one of my Christmas tunes that came out last year, I believe, on 45. It's available now on Daptone Records, www.daptonerecords.com. It's a little song entitled Stone Soul Christmas, where I took somebody else's song, someone that I never met, and just rewrote all the words, or a large percentage of the words, and bent it to my own devices. But, you know, at Daptone, for years, we always talked about how, you know, we have to do a Christmas record. You know, there's this long legacy of, you know, soul Christmas records. And we always kind of felt lacking in that we didn't have one. But the problem with Christmas tunes is that you have to be thinking about it in June.
Yeah. Right.
And I mean, because, you know, by the time, you know, Thanksgiving comes, and you know, everybody's like, oh, yeah, Christmas record. Yeah, there's no way you're going to write and record and release a record in 4 weeks. And I mean, it's not going to make it. So one year we actually finally did think about it far enough in advance to put it out. So I've got this 45. World of Love, backed with Stone Soul Christmas, and it's a modern classic. And also, this year, there's going to be a Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings Christmas 45 available as well.
Awesome.
For this season.
Yeah.
Yes. Unfortunately, we neglected to bring it with us.
Well, you know,
this is getting back to our Daptone Gold, maybe you should pitch this one, Binky. But no, actually, it comes with a download card I think if you buy the album, you get a download card for the Christmas song, which we will have streaming from our website. Perfect. And I think if you sign up for our email list, you'll get a free Christmas song from us.
Done.
That's right.
Give it back.
It's really good. Yeah.
Dab
yeah.
Kings.
Christmas.
And then next year is going to be, we've been avoiding Hanukkah for a while. So we're thinking uptight Semite, not a sight.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Little funky four questions for you. Oh, something
that's
like
right.
That.
That's right.
Pass it over. Whatever you got.
That's the wrap. We just want to take a second. Since the show debuts tomorrow, we want to thank all the people that have been really, besides our friends and our family and the online community who pretty much supported us from the beginning, and I think we're largely responsible for allowing us to build.
Let's say, Brooklyn Vegan, Stereo Gum, Pitchfork,
Down by the Hipster, Eater,
Cares Wire, wherever she's
Music Slut, like every single blog. But we really have some people that were truly instrumental. I know, it's a lot. I mean, they're seriously, to say it's in that post piece to say that it was Darren and I toiling away at this is totally not fair, because this was, one guy's idea developed by two guys and then released, by an early online network. And then supported by people that, you guys have to know as much the music community. It's, an idea, and then it's supporters, fans that just, the gratitude for us to allow it to do something of this magnitude. It's foolish to think there's not a community of hundreds upon hundreds of people supporting, even just like people talking about it and telling another person about it. Mm-hmm. It's massive for us.
So I just want to run through the list off the top of my head. Luke Riffle, our amazing producer and co-director, who's been with us for years. Matt Reynolds, our EP, Elise, whose last name I'm blanking on, but I love you very much. You are a field coordinator.
Just don't say those things.
Who's fantastic. Dorian, the intern to PA Starshiner. We have Pablo and Akiko and Kathy as our culinary team. Doug, Christine, everyone. Dana, Jesse, Keisha, Ted over at...
Evan,
all over
at IFC.
IFC, really. Without them, we'd still just
Sam.
Be an internet
we have to
hit.
Say thank you for seriously believing in. That story is legitimately true. I don't know if the story is that when Darren was pitching this show, someone was like, "You can't pitch a show that you're not hosting without a host." So I was, even though we're twins, I was still in college, took a year off, and Darren called me one day. He's like, "I think I found our chef," and I was like, "Oh, cool! Like, did you see him cook?" He goes, "No, I just Googled tattooed hipster chef." And this Goth Mist article. Oh, heard. Jen Carlson, big supporter.
Jen Carlson.
Tattooed Hipster Chef came up. It was this article on WD50, and Darren's like, "Yeah, I think that guy in the middle, Sam, is our guy." And I was like, "Do you know anything about him?" He goes, "No, but he's just a pastry chef." Creep. So how hard could it be to approach the pastry chef not knowing anything about...
Hold on, wait. Let me defend myself. Because awesome. I don't even think I knew that much. I was like, he just looks cool, and I called him up.
Yeah.
I just called you up at WD-50.
Yeah. Not knowing anything about the James Beard nominations.
All he's got to do is take that Pillsbury muffin, squeeze it out of there.
You know why? Because you saw this picture of him, and he radiates success.
Actually, I'm going to even embarrass you more. I showed one of the clips to the preview clip to one of our girlfriends, and there's like this thing when you smile, and she goes, "Something funny just happened to my heart when I saw that." I swear to God.
Hold on, wait. Before I forget, big shout out to Soup All Right.
Soup All Right, our production team.
Chris Butler, Eric,
Gates, Garrett,
Anna, Corey, everyone.
Mom and Dad.
Big shout out to the producers of the producers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You've been working on that for a while.
Eric Strauss, who helped us put the studio together. And of course, our big sister, big up, Elena. Elena, our lovely lawyer.
The best thing. The best thing that anybody can do when you have a project is go get yourself a good lawyer.
That's right.
Go.
And a good manager. And I got yours.
That's right. My lawyer, Harry Areolas.
Harry Areolas.
Yeah, he's awesome.
All right, so that's good. We got five more weeks to talk. By the time we get to December,
there'll be a new show
next
for every
next
episode,
week.
Right?
Next week we have Josh Applestone from Fleischer's, who donated a lot of the meat, a fantastic
steak that you ate. Yeah, the steak. From Fleischer's. Yeah, from Fleischer's.
He was give him my address.
He was going to come this week, but
Christmas is coming.
He's doing Thanksgiving. He's got Thanksgiving preps.
Daptone Golden Steaks from Fleischer's. A holiday match made in heaven.
And we have Cousin Cole of Flagrant Foul fame.
Oh, Cousin Cole. So, Cousin Cole's an old DJ cohort from the early days of Finger on the Pulse.
So we have now run long, so let's close this out with a good old Binky Grip Tight Christmas.
Yeah, let's tune. And that's the perfect Jewish tradition of Christmas music before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, so
I'm going to buy a tree today.
Anyway, we're Finger on the Pulse. Big shout out to Sam Mason. Big shout out to the Dap Kings. Thank you guys
so
much.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Dinner with the Band.
Sorry, I was late.
Finally, tomorrow night, 11 p.m. on IFC.
Set your DVRs or TiVos.
And set it for the whole season. Don't do that. I watched
you know, and protect them like so they're always there.
No, I did that. Oh. I definitely did. I was like, do not erase.
And also, let's not forget the IFC Standard contest.
Oh yeah. Oh, there's for all of you there. IFC and Standard New York are running a contest for two. Fly out for two nights. They're going to take him to a show, which I believe is the Antlers at Bowery Ballroom, and then I think it's a drink with Sam, and then dinner at WD50.
I know nothing about this.
Airfare and two nights stay. The contest ends a week from today, so just go to www.ifc.com/DWTB and scroll down, and there's a link for the giveaway.
And please, everybody, if you could, I know we don't ask much, only little, but ifc.com/dinner with the band. Tell your friends and families on tomorrow. Really excited, and we hope to. We're gonna share these episodes and more episodes with you, and we're gonna all get out of here before these cat allergies kill us.
Seriously. We love you.
All right, love you. All right, thanks.
Take it away.
Man, what's the matter with you? Don't you know it's Christmas?
The sky.